West Cody family. Oh, shit.
Damn. Stupid, huh? I got to lower that mic pickup. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. But West Cody family, welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course, you came to hear me talk, and that was a fresh fucking White Claw being open right now because I am coming at you live all by my lonesome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we got another solo episode for today. Got me a fresh White Claw. I'm out here in Victoria Park up in Carson, California, close to Cal State Dominguez Hills, where ya boy graduated with a fucking Bachelor's of Arts in Political Science with a minor in Communication. Now, doesn't that just sound fucking sexy? But anyways, I know what you're asking yourself. Anthony, why the solo episode? Couldn't get no guest, couldn't get no fucking studio. Had to resort back to you always. No, listen, fam. First of all, big shout out to LMNG Media for the studio space, helping me make sure that we can give you some fire quality. And shout out to all the guests that have been on my show lately. You guys have been killing it. And honestly, you guys are helping make Tony Talks what it is today because you are helping me provide content to the people. But no. Oh, shit, hold up. Oh, shit, si que maca, Chevrolet 4x4. No, that's a Ford. Oh, it's an OG Ford. Oh, that dude's white, Caucasian. Oh, that's Cletus. Cletus heard that Bush Light was goddamn buy one, get one off. You bitch believe I goddamn went gonna get. And then, whatever the fuck. Nah, but listen, the real reason why I'm recording by my lonesome right now is because your boy's tired. I'm tired, and I know what you're saying. Anthony, what the fuck are you tired about? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Hardly anything's fucking open right now. How in the fuck could you possibly be tired during a time like this? I'll tell you why, imaginary person that I've used to fucking help me get to the point of why the fuck I'm going to explain to you why this is a solo episode. I'm tired because your boy got a motherfucking job. What? Yes, your boy got a fucking job. He went from unemployed to fucking essential in a day. And yeah, so that's the reason why I've been fucking tired. Okay, it has been, well, I'm recording this on a Thursday, and ultimately I started Monday, which means I'm 4 days in, so almost a full business week. But yeah, it's I got me a nice job. I'm tech support for this one company. I don't want to get into too many details about the bread and butter because, frankly, that's on a need-to-know basis. And I'm sorry, folks, but right now, y'all don't need to know that. You feel me? But nonetheless, yeah, so I've been working like really hard, trying to make sure I make that good first impression. I'm on, this is my trial period and whatnot. So we got to make sure that everything is on the up and up in terms of my work ethic. So, yeah, that means working hard and making sure that the job gets done. So, hold on. Where in the fliggity fluke? Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give a quick pause real quick, and I'll explain why in a goddamn second. Hold on. Ha, 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 ha. I feel like fucking Kawhi Leonard out here fucking laughing like a fucking moron. Jesus fucking Christ, folks. Hold on. So, backtrack a little bit. Why did I pause? I'm going to tell you why I fucking paused, bro. I was looking for my fucking stizzy, all right? I'm trying to unwind. Like I said, I got a new fucking job, putting that work, all right? Out here earning that fucking dollar, all right? Getting my little pocket change here, nice little chunk of change. So after a long fucking day, I still am committed to recording this podcast because, God damn it, I am a fucking podcaster and this shit is my passion. I'm not just out here for the clout, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you'd be like, hey, I got a fucking podcast to get some pussy or whatever the fuck reason other people get podcasts for. I don't want to name nobody in specific, all right? This is just a prime example of just the typical people that like to ruin the aspect of podcasting. It's like, podcasting is a beautiful thing, people. It's an amazing thing. It allows people to get a voice. And everyone in this world has a voice, which is why I made a podcast. Because frankly, I'm going to keep it a stack. I can't shut the fuck up. I can't. All right, so put me up with any conversation, Liz. Hold on.
Nope, still on the right way. Headphones feel a bit weird, but maybe because my fucking ears are all fucked up. But anyways, I'm rambling. I'm a fucking mess. Keep it together, Anthony. All right? You're just tired. You've been working. You've been slaving away that 9-to-5. Back on the grind once again. An essential employee. Take it easy. It's okay. You don't need to beat yourself up or bring an attitude that you know isn't there. But now, to keep it a stack, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I got a job, been working, and fucking, you know, working gets fucking tiring, especially fucking being, you know, like not having a fucking job for like fucking months on end. You get, you know, my body was used to fucking waking up late, doing whatever the fuck I want, whatever the fuck I wanted, because, you know, it's like I ain't got shit to do. But now I got to get my body back on that fucking grind mode, which means I'm going to have to learn to wake up early, try to go to sleep as early as I fucking can, knowing that's going to be fucking impossible. Hold up. And, you know, just trying to get through the fucking day. But if anything, if you walk away after a long day of fucking work, exhausted to the bone, that means you know you put in that work. Well, you either put in that work or you probably just fucking stayed up all fucking night and got like 0 hours of sleep. You fucking degenerate. But nonetheless, oh fuck, that's another fucking thing I gotta fucking fix right now. Goddamn Stizzy batteries on fucking red. But nonetheless, it's all cool. I got my white glow. What is this episode? The solo episode. What is it today, folks? Well, simple. All right. I'm simply calling it "What's Going On." All right. Like a Marvin Gaye song. What's going on, folks? This is a good song though, by Marvin Gaye. But yeah, I called it "What's Going On" because pretty much like, I was scrambling throughout this whole week trying to figure out, okay, what kind of fucking episode can I give you guys? Because at the end of the day, I do this shit for the fans and I do this shit for the passion, for the love of podcasting. So I got to give you guys content. I got to make sure I come through every Saturday with that Tony Talks. Do you feel me? So I ultimately, like, and honestly, and I know it's going to sound kind of lazy, but bear with me here. All right. I kind of thought of the idea for the episode like today, literally, the day I'm recording this shit. Because I knew that I didn't want to record until I had some type of idea or some type of blueprint that I can kind of go like under, knowing damn well I'm probably going to go on like a different tangent or rant or whatever the fuck that ultimately is going to not even be anywhere close to what the fuck I was really... See? Already fucking losing it, man. The tiredness mixed with the ADHD, mixed with the weed, mixed with the claw, man. It's a fucking witch's brew of just the fucking straight fuckery. Hold up. But yeah. Anyways. So kind of, I'm going to just kind of keep it a stack and just tell you that today's episode is kind of just going to be a freestyle form, a little off the cuff situation of just me kind of talking about what's going on, not only in my life, but in, you know, around the world. Because as you know, or you're living under a fucking rock, we're still under the pandemic. And shit's getting crazy, man. You know, we had a moment where we were definitely looking like we had a glimmer of hope. Things were starting to reopen slowly but surely, you know. And I can remember when like little things here and there opened up that when I went, like I just was just like, man, I've been taking this place for granted. Like the mall. Like recently the mall had opened up, and I live in LA, so the nearest malls to me are the Crenshaw Mall and the Fox Hills Mall, or the Century City in Culver City, whatever the fuck you call it. It's the Fox Hills Mall, dude. Like, we're never gonna stop calling it the Fox Hills Mall, but nonetheless. The malls opened up. I remember I went to H&M, or for the fucking woke people out there. And I went to Target and I was able to get me some stuff, man, and just realized, like, it's like a mad inconvenience that shit is not really open. And if anything, that gives me kind of like a newfound respect for people that are like working retail during this time, because working retail sucks ass already. But I, like, that along with like having to do all this fucking eggshell walking because of the coronavirus, dude, it's like, it's fucking insane. It's like all these people that are waiting in line are like bitching and moaning about, I gotta wait in line to get into Target, I gotta get to Walmart. Like, dude, think of the person working there, bro. Like, think of the fucking person that not only, like, you just gotta go in there, get your shit, and get the fuck out. That's it. That's what the fuck you gotta goddamn do, and that's it. End of story. Game. You go home, live your life. That person has to stay in that fucking place and having to deal with customers like you that are pissy because apparently they fucking think that the world owes them everything, and if they're not first, then they're fucking last in everybody's fucking eyes. So they're like, I need to be first and get in my shit because apparently I am going to fucking die if my children do not have their fucking fucking dinosaur chicken nuggets, and I don't have my little fucking bottle of rosé and some motherfucking Totino's pizza rolls. Fuck it. I don't know. Sometimes people, like, I don't understand. The one thing that I also fucking don't understand is why in the fuck are you going to Target or Walmart or places that have extremely long fucking lines for like 2-3 items, bro? For like 2-3 fucking items, bro. Like, right now, it is a crucial moment for us to be shopping. because shit is very limited. Shit is mad fucking limited right now. So you have to be very courteous when you go shopping, because these chips are going to get annoying. They're fucking soul crushers, man. Right now, we're in the fucking middle of this fucking dog shit heat. And then not only are we in the dog shit heat, but we're in the dog shit heat having to wait to get inside of a fucking store. And you're going to go through all that just to buy what? A box of fucking Pop-Tarts or a fucking bag of socks? A pack of socks? Bag. Do even people say bag? Because technically speaking, it comes in a bag. But everybody calls it like a pack of socks. You know? Like, when I think pack, I think package. You know, pack, package, bag. It's in a fucking bag. Ooh, dog. Little ADHD doggo break. I like this park, too, because there's, like, a road that literally goes down the park. So it's, like, a bunch of subsections of parks. So you just go down the row, and then you can kind of see the cars pass by. And sometimes you see some nice cars. Sometimes you see some cars with some doggos in them and stuff like that. And, yeah, man, it's fucking cool. This park is pretty nice, which is the reason why I came here to record. You know, it's not the wonderful LMG Media Studios and, you know, on fucking Malibu, but hey, it'll do. I'll be back shortly in the not too distant future. LMG, hit my line, bro. Let's make magic again, bro. Claw break, where was I? Oh, yeah. The whole pandemic shit somehow going into Target and somehow going into retail work because, like I said, I just go into fucking tangents all the goddamn fucking time. But nonetheless, yeah, so pandemic came. Shit started to open up a bit. We were doing our job. Everything was going hunky-dory. Everything was fucking gravy, wavy. But I feel like we suffered from the very thing that we always suffer from, and that is a sense of entitlement and this stupid need to just, I don't know, to just not follow the crowd. Like, let me explain something to you folks. Okay. We're now in the midst of getting shut down again, basically going on another fucking lockdown that we went. Remember that lockdown? It was in fucking March, dude. March, April, those fucking months were atrocious because of that fucking thing, okay? Like, I remember in the middle of just those two gruesome fucking months, dude, I was going fucking bananas. I was going bonkers, dude, because I was like, I need to, you know, to find to, like, being in prison in your house, dude, it's like four fucking walls, man. It's like four fucking walls that you just can't fucking escape. And I know what you're thinking, Anthony, you live in a house, technically speaking, you can go outside, take a walk. There are people actually that are incarcerated and, you know, this and shut the fuck up, all right, goddammit. Right now, you know what? That fucking soapbox preaching shit, you know, probably could work on, you know, somewhere where it's actually useful, not on a fucking podcast from some dude that's chilling in a fucking park in a stizzy and drinking a White Claw on a Thursday afternoon. But anyways, where was I? we were going fucking crazy. So I feel like that's why people were definitely on the up and up and trying to really get their shit together and making sure they follow protocol, man. They follow all the protocols, make sure they wear their masks, be protective, stay inside all the fucking time and this and that. And it was working. We were starting to open shit up back again. But then all of a sudden, you let the fucking bird out of the cage too much before it learns how to fucking fly right. And then, bam, it hits a fucking wall. Because that's exactly what happened, dude. That is exactly what happened. You know, slowly but surely, we started to come in. I remember when dine-in restaurants were starting to become a thing, too. Me and a friend went to a place in Long Beach, and it was fucking amazing. And so, like, it felt good to, like, you know, dine in again. Although we did dine, like, out in the patio area because we went to Yard House, actually, in Long Beach. Shout out Yard House in Long Beach, dude. They're fucking bomb, dude. And the fucking scenery at that place is nice because it's right by the docks, the Long Beach docks, so you could just like eat by the docks and just see the fucking boats, and like it's just fucking, it's a vibe, dog. It's a vibe. All right, so all you fellas out there that live around the SoCal area, you know, and if it's not too much trouble for you to drive out there, you know, take your honey to fucking Yard House, best believe you gonna come home an empty man with a full stomach and an empty nutsack, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, going back to the fucking something at hand, like I said, folks, this is, at this point, it's all a detour. You either ride the fucking train or you get the fuck off, you feel me? But anyways, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, we were talking about pandemic, how everything was starting to get good, dining in and everything like that too. But then, it all went to shit. And I know what you're asking yourself, where, oh where, could this have possibly gone to shit? Where, how, why? Why? How, Sway? How? How? I'll tell you how. And it rhymes with Baron. That's right, Karen. All the fucking Karens, all the male Karens, whatever you want to call them, fucking Baxter. I'm calling him Baxter. That's like a Caucasian-ass fucking name.
That's the name of that fucking rabbit from Arthur, dude. Baxter. And he was albino, for Christ's sake. So you know what? All the Karens and all the Baxters out there fucking bitch moaning and complaining, talking about my freedoms. I can't. What you mean I'm going to wear a mask for? What you talking about? Fucking my fucking third cousin's goldfish got coronavirus and he fucking was fine. He was fucking doing everything right and whatever the fuck. I don't even know why I put on a southern accent a little bit there, but fuck it. And fucking Karen's like, let me talk to you fucking manager. Like, I have a medical condition where I can't fucking breathe in these fucking masks. So if you don't fucking let me shop at Trader Joe's and possibly infect other people with the coronavirus, then you're disrespecting my rights! These fucking people were the fucking first ones that lit the fucking fuse to this shit show we have currently going on with us, folks. Because they were bitch moaning and complaining to the point where, like, I think at one point they literally were making, like, fake cards from, like, a fake government organization talking about the freedom to breathe fucking society or whatever the fuck, trying to fucking pass it off as, like, official fucking document to make, like, to give them special privileges. Like, bruh. Your white privilege was showing, not sweetheart. Your delusional privilege was showing, because only you, Karens and Baxters, have such privilege to literally be like, you know what? I'm gonna do something that makes absolutely no fucking sense, but it makes sense to me. So therefore, if it makes sense to me, it should automatically make sense to you. It's like, no, dude, that's not the way things work. And I'm fucking tired of these fucking people trying to fucking use civil liberties and freedom and all this other political shit to justify why they shouldn't wear a fucking mask in a fucking store or in a restaurant or wherever these fucking places require masks. Listen, and this is coming from a fucking libertarian. And if there's anybody that's more fucking anal about their freedoms, is a fucking libertarian, okay? Yes. You are a free, red-blooded American. You can do and go basically wherever the fuck you want as long as you're not harming anybody. But see, that's the key word. They're harming somebody. Right now, these are strange, dangerous, unknown times to where we don't fucking know who or what got the virus. Okay? So, that alone, like, politics aside, just being a decent fucking human being, you know, you put on a fucking mask, that's it. It's a little fucking cloth, four or three ply cloth, however, whatever fucking type of mask you got, just over your face for a little while. Once you step outside of anywhere, fuck it. Feel free to take that shit right the fuck off. I'm in the park right now, and I see a lot of people without masks, but you know what? They're keeping that social distance. They're out in a wide open area to where they're able to maintain proper distance amongst themselves, you know, to where they're not possibly infecting these people. Guys doing sit-ups on a fucking table. Get that work, my guy. Fucking suns out, guns out, and sewing them fucking abs, my G. You feel me? The man's about to roll up to the party with a six-pack of Wayne talking fucking Bud Lights, my guy. That claw's good. But anyways, yeah, so they kind of started the whole thing, and then all these fucking people who apparently got, like, the green light to, like, start doing that ratchet shit, and it's just like, listen, going out and having fun is one thing, but doing it to the point where you're blatantly putting yourself into a large group of people, like a pool of people around you, bro, you kind of want to be like, you know what, maybe I should take a step back, or at least keep the 6 feet. Like, the 6 feet rule, bro, that's not too hard, bro. First of all, I don't understand why people have this fucking hatred towards standing 6 feet away from people. I thought this was the generation of society that was just like, man, fucking, I'm a weirdo, bro. I don't go outside. I don't talk to people. Now that's a fucking benefit for you now. Now that could be beneficial to you now. Now all of a sudden you're like, why gotta stay 6 feet away from people, bro? Like, I'm just saying, like, it's weird. Like, I'm over here talking to you, like, all the way the fuck over there, you know? And then all of a sudden all these fucking introverts were just like, man, I don't even want to be inside anymore. I was like, you stayed inside since forever. And then now all of a sudden you want to be Mr. fucking rebellious because now you're being told to do that shit. Something you already had no problem doing whatsoever, but then you just had to challenge society, man. You gotta just challenge society. Well, who are you to tell me what's right and what's wrong, man? Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, fuck the system, yo. Like, no. No. You're not fucking the system. You're fucking logic and fucking sanity, all right? What I need you to do, my guy, is go to your nearest wherever the fuck, because you could pick up a rock and throw it anywhere. You'll probably find somewhere that sells a fucking mask, all right? They're not hard to come by, my guy, all right? And put that on for me, all right? And take a nice, deep-ass inhale of that hot-ass, stanky coffee breath, because I know you had a fat cup of fucking Joe in the morning for your eggs and bakies while your wife scarfed down a fucking bowl of goddamn oatmeal with those little fucking peach tops and a little cinnamon because she fancy like that and she's washing her figure, right? Jesus Christ, I'm 20 minutes in this bitch and I haven't even gotten to the single point yet because I don't fucking know. ADHD, man.
fuck being medicated, though. Hey, well, I mean, marijuana medicated. Did I lose the stizzy again? God damn it, Anthony. Can you do anything fucking right? And you wonder why everybody leaves you. Oh, Jesus. No, I'm just kidding. Getting fucking sentimental and shit on the podcast. Please. Oh, it's in my crotch. Sorry.
Stizzy break. Oh, doggo. Hold up, real quick, though. Let me describe this doggo. It is a chunky little, I think it's like a chihuahua, but like a chihuahua mixed with like a wiener dog a bit. Because it has like a wiener dog figure. It's like really like, it's like thick on the body, but it has like these stubby little legs. But it has like the face of a chihuahua. Does anybody know what that breed is called? I think it's like a mixed breed. Because I don't know any like specific breed that has that. Like I have a shih tzu mixed with something else, but I can't fucking tell you what the fuck that other else is. All I know is she's a fucking cutie. But anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, stizzy break.
Get the little stizzy ASMR. Didn't cough because I know. Oh, fuck. You feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
No, I think. Oh, shit. That was actually looking a good ass hit. The weed's hitting, by the way, it's Granddaddy Perp, so it's a hybrid indica dominant, so hopefully I'll knock out this fucking podcast. But no. I'm chilling, cooling, but where was, oh yeah, pandemic. Come on, Anthony, keep on fucking trying, for Christ's sake. You know what? I'm stoned, so usually for some reason I get more concentrated when I'm stoned. See, I'm that kind of medicated, but nonetheless, going back to the pandemic. So yeah, combination of these fucking care. Okay, so, no. You know what? I got my first point to making this fucking podcast, because now I actually want to get to the Karens and the fucking Baxters who are out here using the fucking these freedoms and civil liberty fucking things as like a reason to and a justification to not wear a fucking mask. Listen, yes, you're free to do and go wherever the fuck you want, but you also forgot you're going inside a private fucking property, dude. Like, that's a privately owned fucking business, and they have specific rights too. You know that little sign that every store or, like, little fucking restaurant or place, like, hangs up that says, we have the right to refuse service to anybody? Yeah, that's not just there for decoration, my guy. That's facts, all right? If you don't want to oblige to their fucking rules and their establishment, bro, then get the fuck out. That's capitalism, bro. All right? Because the rules of capitalism are simple. The transactions of services or goods have to be consensual, my guy. And if you're not following the protocols of what an establishment requires for you to do to bring forward the fucking process of this transaction, then this transaction ain't going through. So therefore, they have a right to refuse this fucking service because you're not respecting their fucking gangsta. They're civil liberty gangsta, you feel me? Like, you're not fucking respecting the fact that their establishment requires you to wear a mask because they want to be cautious about not spreading the fucking COVID-19 thing and having their fucking place shut down and then possibly dying from this shit too. Because, granted, yes, we have come to a fucking point in that pandemic where we're starting to find out more information about this stuff, things that we can do, precautions we can take, extra precautions we can take to make sure that this thing doesn't really, you know, get too out of hand. And, you know, we're starting to see a lot of people get diagnosed, but also at the same time, to people that aren't really showing symptoms, that aren't getting sick. So that's a good thing, I guess. It's not looking like, you know, fucking Resident Evil is going to happen out here too. And then now all of a sudden there's like a lot of stories or news articles going around apparently about inflated numbers or information. Listen, I don't want to give any fucking fuel to these fucking conspiracy theorists who are like, man, this virus fucking government plan, man. Listen, I love a good conspiracy as much as the next man, but honestly, bro, like, it's, I don't know, dude. If shit were to go down the way you think it would go down, bro, like, I don't think it would go down like this. Like, a virus where it's just, like, China from a bat? Really? It's like, did the fucking New World Order just fucking put, like, a bunch of random fucking topics and subjects in a fishbowl and they're like, fuck it, pandemic, how? I don't know, so fuck it. Country, shake the bowl. Fucking picks one out. Fucking China. All right, so boom. China. What part of China? Fucking, they got the China bowl and they fucking shake that shit. Like fucking Wuhan or whatever the fuck the place is called. Sorry, I suck at pronouncing like normal fucking English names, so imagine Asian names. Nah, dude, I'm sorry. No disrespect to the Chinese people. Shout out to the Chinese people one time. The people, not the government, because fucking communist fucking anti-constitutional fucks. Anyways, going back to what I was saying. All right, so yeah, they're like fucking Wuhan, China, and it's like, how do we get the fucking flu to spread?
fucking pandemic bowl. Fucking infested in, tainted meat. I was like, all right, what kind of meat? And this is where they fucking, they grab the wild card from the bowl. They're like, from a bat. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, yo, then it's perfect. Because I think that area, Wuhan, I think that's what it's called. I don't want to sound like a fucking ignorant asshole, all right? Although I kind of am. But that's kind of because I genuinely just do not know the actual fucking name. So, fuck it. Sue me. I mean, I fucking, people listening right now, fucking try to pronounce the fucking name without Googling right now. I'll give you 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, see, well, you weren't fucking successful. Were you? Too easy. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Anyways. Yeah, so, more of the fucking random tangent. The conspiracy theory, I don't know, man. You gotta have a little bit of weight to this shit, and this shit's looking lighter than a fucking, than a feather, my guy. This shit's looking lighter than a fucking pillow full of feathers. So, I'm on the side of, you know what, let's just wear a mask, take this shit a little bit seriously. But also, though, I'm on the side of, and a side that isn't talked about too much, too, because everybody in their fucking mom is talking about, oh, you gotta fucking sanitize your hands, wash your hands, make sure you don't touch your face, wear your mask. They forgot one basic element or the old-fashioned thing to worry about when it comes to fighting off a fucking flu or a virus. And that's your fucking immune system, man. What the fuck are you doing to strengthen that immune system, bro? Are you getting your fucking white blood cells up, bro? Are you getting that vitamin C, the vitamin D, that vitamin E? Getting B12? Make sure you get enough iron in your system? Huh? Maybe because a good immune system is also a good fucking shield from any viruses and stuff like that, too. Okay, and that doesn't require you having to fucking squirt a ball in your hands. You don't rub immunity in your fucking system, you know? It's something that's gained through, like, fucking, you know, changing diet, lifestyle, and plans. Like, one good thing about this pandemic is I'm seeing a lot of people, like, start to take on the fucking trend of working out, which is good, you know? Stuff like that is good. You gotta exercise your body, make sure, you know, you're in tip-top health, because the being on top of this shit means being on top of this shit, not just, like, you know, through cautious actions of, you know, anti trying to get bacteria off shit, anti something. I was trying to fucking be all fancy with like a fucking Oxford dictionary word, but anyways, and also internally by making sure your immune system's on fucking point, you know. So drink your water, get them multivitamins in, eat your fucking fruits and your fucking veggies. I've been drinking a lot of beet juice and carrot juice because that's just good for you, bro. All that zinc, all that iron, all that fucking whatever the fuck these GNC mofos be saying in that fucking shit. They're like, bro, you need to have this shit in your system right now. I probably can get that shit from carrot juice and beet juice. So, take notes, people. Take fucking notes. But anyways. What time is it, too? Because I don't want... Oh, shit. Oh, Jesus. I got the little fucking screensaver. Yes, this is my MacBook. Thank you for reminding me, like, if I didn't know that. Oh, we're almost at the halfway point. Watch. Oh, it's... Oh, shit, it's 8:26. It's about to be 9, so... I do not know what... Well... Because I have, like, 30 more minutes. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'll probably end this shit around 9. See, look at that time coordination, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on... Dude, dead ass, dude. Like, it's fucking 8:26, and I got 28 minutes, which means it'll be 30 in 2 minutes. 26, 27, 28. That's 28. So 8:20 is not even 8:30. What the fuck? Quick mass with fucking Tony Talks, yo. But anyways. What the fuck was I talking about? Jesus fucking Christ. How could... listen, quick message to everybody that knows me and talks to me personally, bro. How the fuck you keep up with what the fuck I'm saying? You know, it really just occurs to me now, like, now that I'm, like, by myself having to talk, listen to myself ramble like a fucking weirdo, like, it's really weird how the fucking gears in my brain work, man. I really don't know where this shit comes from. Yo, the ground's shaking, my guy. What the fuck's going on? Earthquake? Probably the Goodyear blimp just landed. Oh, that's another cool, fun little fact about this park, too. Like, right behind it is this little open field where basically, like, the Goodyear blimp lands. So, that's a little dope little fun fact. Sometimes you can see it take off, too, and it's like, yo, it's crazy. Blimps are dope, yo. Weren't blimps a form of, like, transportation at a certain point? Why do we stop using blimps? I feel like... I could be completely fucking wrong and sound like a fucking moron, but I would think that blimps would probably have, like, more, like, I guess be more eco-friendly than planes, because planes, you're, like, fucking engine in the sky and this and that. Granted, there is an engine on a blimp, but it's more like it's powered by, like, air or, like, yeah, like, actually air. If anything, it's, like, the actual airplane, because...
In order for it to play in the skies, you need air. Whereas a plane, you need, well, air too for the turbo. No, but you also need speed, though. A blimp, you don't need speed. It just, like, goes the fuck up and rises because of the air. And then it's, like, you know, and then the little propeller in the back. And I don't think the propeller's throwing out smoke. And I think most, and if they are using fire, and blimps don't even, do blimps use fire? Because they use air, no? I think they use air. But, I don't know. I'm trying to fucking blame, trying to. Fucking shit. I just realized how much I just fucking skirted right to the fucking, to what the fuck I was really originally talking about, dude. Like, this dizzy hasn't hit me. The claws hasn't hit me. This is just my brain. Like, literally, this is me 100% stone cold sober, dude. I can go from one thing to another, to another, to another, to another. But I feel like that's kind of a gift as well, too. Because think about it. I'm able to give you at least, and we're at the 30-minute mark. See, 30 minutes of fucking just me rambling. But I have that ability to do that. I don't know why. I don't know why. I feel like that, like, that's probably the reason why I kind of gravitated towards podcasting. Because, you know, I feel like, you know, like the Joker said, man, if you're good at something, never do it for free. Or at least, you know, use it to your advantage. So I talked a lot, so why the fuck not, you know, put that in front of a mic and try to see maybe anybody wants to hear what the fuck I gotta say. And for the most part, I feel like there's a good amount of people that I guess want to talk, like, hear what the fuck I gotta say. So to those people, I say thank you. This claw's for you. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I'm about 1-2, so
it's all good.
Yeah, because anything more than 1, dude, no. Like, that's another good thing, too. I'm trying to cut back on, like, on a bunch of stuff that, like, I've really maintained a good-ass diet throughout this pandemic, too, which is bonkers. But I feel like that was kind of easy because I would always used to wake up around, like, before I was working, I used to wake up, like, around 11 or 12. And so, nah, 11, the latest, because 12, that's, like, fucking the afternoon, nah. Fucking, yeah, around 10, 11, sometimes earlier. And, but mainly 11, mainly like 10 to 11. And I would just, see, because I'm weird. So when I wake up, I go brush my teeth and then just kind of like go about my day. But like, I don't eat. I don't really have, I'm not the breakfast guy, you know? I don't know for what reason. But yeah, like, and then also too, like back before I was working, I used to work out like usually after I would wake up. So like maybe wait 2-3 hours till I start feeling a little more awake. And then I start to get ready, and then I kind of have, like, something small. So I remember before, I just used to have, like, back when I was on, like, my skinny fucking, like, hello white girl Beverly Hills trying to get fucking skinny type shit, bro. I deadass was just drinking, like, in the morning, just an apple cider vinegar shot, and then just a fucking, just a nice tall glass of water. And that was my fucking breakfast to kind of clean me out so that way I didn't have, like, any gas or nothing. So when I went to go work out, I could, like, you know, really, you know, put in that work and feel a lot more lighter. Which helped me amp up my exercises and stuff like that. But in the middle of my workouts, I would be drinking electrolyte water to try to get my hydration up. Because, you know, only having water in your system, that can only go so far. You're going to get stupid dehydrated. You're going to get fucking fatigued and all this other shit. So you're just like, okay, get the little electrolyte water in you. Have some calories. So that way you can kind of, your stomach kind of feels like the calorie intake. And, you know, kind of have something. And then I, sometimes I dead ass don't be having my first meal until like 3 or 4 p.m., dude. Like, dead ass. And I know that sounds really unhealthy, but, like, to me, it's not like a, like, it's not like an anorexia thing where I'm just like, oh, I don't want to fucking eat because I want to get fat. Like, I don't know, like, I just, I got, I'm busy throughout the day where it's just, like, food doesn't really, like, come into mind. But funny enough, like, later on in the night, I do kind of get a little hungry here and there, but I have, like, small little things. Like, you maybe have, like, a fucking pudding cup or, like, a banana or, like, a peanut butter sandwich. One time I had some whole grain waffles. Ooh, those shit slap, dude. Like, it was Eggo's, but it was their whole grain one. And usually whenever, like, a company tries to make a whole grain or a healthy, you know, gluten-free whatever the fuck version, yeah, of their product, it's usually ass. Like, basically, so basically you're telling me you're taking away the flavor. You're taking away the fucking, the goodness, the happiness, the joy. You're leaving it with blandness, with zero taste, with no charisma, no pizzazz. Just fuck it. Let's just take everything that was enjoyable about something and leave the hollow ends for some poor, miserable soul to enjoy so they can feel like they're doing the right thing for their body when in reality, it's the same shit. But it just tastes worse because you want to make yourself believe that you're actually putting something good in your body. Damn, Anthony, you're getting fucking dark.
Nah, it's just as me. I like to goof. All right.
But no, like I don't really see it as a problem because it's like, I mean, I eat when I'm hungry,
and sometimes I just don't be getting hungry like that lately, which is good.
But sometimes, like, maybe if I'm, like, chilling with, like, my friends or something like that. Like, if I do more active things throughout the day. Because usually my big active thing throughout the day would be my workout. Because after that, I'm just kind of really just chilling. You know? Maybe I would go hang out with, like, you know, hang out with, like, a friend or two. And then, like, you know, maybe go. I've been going to, like, a lot of spots where I just, like, go to, like, views and hiking places. Because it's just, like, it's really nice to just kind of get away real quick. And just, you know, unwind in a healthy way. You know? And then, yeah, just kind of chill. But that's pretty much, like, my days are pretty consistent back when I wasn't working. But now I am working. And they are still consistent, but, like, in a good way. Because it feels really good to kind of go back to work. Because it's, like, I don't know. I feel like, because I was on unemployment for a while. And honestly, like, to me, like, I'm the type of person that, like, I don't feel right getting my money from something I didn't earn. Granted, even though it is something I technically did earn, because it's my unemployment that they take out from my checks back when I was working, so they can, that's like, I guess, my forced savings account, if you will. But like, to me, like, I feel like I was in a situation where, like, people were just like, well, fuck it, let's collect the check and that's it, you know, where I really wasn't like, nah, dude, like, I'm not trying to do all that. First of all, like, that should have run out. And granted, like, I honestly would want that money more in a time where I was actually, like, really, like, you know, like, when I was really just doing bad. So I feel like I really didn't see the reason or the purpose to kind of just, you know, go and just kind of wait this whole unemployment thing out and, like, kind of milk it while it's still there. And listen, I'm not trying to do this to make, like, to try to, like, make it seem like, oh, I'm better than you or whatever the fuck like that, too. Like, hey, man, as far as I'm concerned, bro, get the fucking bag. Get the fucking bag, whatever fucking way you want, dude. Like, the way you get your money, bro, that's your business, dog. Like I said, I'm libertarian, bro, so you're not harming me as far as I'm concerned. Watch him.
Actually, because he's still taking advantage of a public phone. Just
chill. Chill, all right?
Sometimes, like, and this is coming from someone who obsesses about politics.
You gotta know when to hold them and when to fold them, you feel me?
And plus, I'm in the middle of recording a fucking podcast where I literally have not made, like, a single logical point within, like, the last, what? Almost 40, like, it's almost 40 fucking minutes. So,
if you're trying to dissect every little piece of dialogue in this podcast to try to find some hidden meaning or message, like, oh, this is some abstract podcasting. Like, he's out here just not making any sense and going off on all these tangents and saying a bunch of random stuff. But deep down inside, there's, like, a meaning and it comes in. No, dude, like, I'm just some fucking weirdo young 20-some who has ADHD and likes to just talk a lot. That's it, my guy. That's it. Ain't nothing new, ain't nothing special. And you know what? That's what's going on. Oh, shit. Look at me bringing it back full circle about the fucking topic. But that's honestly what's really going on with me. Like, that's what's going on with me. I'm just learning to live life one day at a time, yo. Because that's just the way life goes. Sometimes people get caught up in people and situations in certain scenarios where they feel like this needs to be, like, this is just the this is just their new norm. When in reality, fucking Anthony pronounced these words right, goddammit. When in reality, everybody has the ability to kind of break that shell of their routine. And I feel like for me, that kind of happened with this pandemic. Because at the end, because funny thing was, I lost my job before this pandemic happened. So, like, right near the end of, literally the last week of February, like, when March really took off with this shit. My last job before I got this one, the company went under and the whole office got laid off. And I was like, fuck, dude, like, here was a job that was paying good. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I was like, you know what? Like, this is like, I feel like I can definitely, like, stay here for a good while, which is good because I was kind of hopping from job to job after college because, you know, fucking post-grad, I kind of had that old school mentality. It's like, you know, it's like everything is chapters. Okay, elementary, middle, high school. After that, go to college. After go to college, get your degree, go to work. Work to do what? To invest. Invest in what? Your future. And then you take it from there, you know, kind of like, I have that old school fashion mentality, but that was kind of like the way I kind of came up, you know, from like my dad and stuff like that, which is why I do like, I invest in land and I have these savings and I, you know, I do this and do that. Because some people are just like, why do I do this? Why do I do that? Like fucking, like my fucking car, like fucking, my car's a piece of shit. Like, straight up, it's a piece of fucking shit. But
at the end of the day, I didn't really pay much for this fucking car. And as long as I'm able to keep it, you know, up and running as far as I can, I mean, the return on investment, honestly, because I've seen people literally stress about car payments and this and that. Like, I am trying to go about life being as little in debt as possible and saving as much money as I can anywhere, because I know for a fact people in my age right now, my age group right now, are spending money like fucking crazy, dude, like fucking crazy. And I feel like that's a dangerous thing too, given like the whole situation with the unemployment and getting that extra money in the unemployment, because that just means more money for them to kind of spend, when in reality, I gotta be smart about that shit, dude. That's why I was looking for jobs like crazy, trying to fucking make sure I get off unemployment as quickly as I can, because it's like, at the end of the day, I feel like I feel more comfortable being in control of making my own money, you know? Like, when I get that check, when I put that money in my bank, I know, like, that money's coming from, you know, me putting in work, not just me taking advantage of something that, honestly, I shouldn't even feel bad taking advantage of, because it's what it's there for. It's unemployment because you're unemployed, you know? But, you know, that's just me, dude. I'm in that mindset where I'm just like, I don't need handouts, man. I don't fucking need handouts. Like, what I need is opportunities. Fuck handouts. Give me opportunities. Give me chances. Give me situations where I can, like, you know, show you my ability, so that way anything I get in terms of, you know, to make me prosper is because I earned that shit, not because, you know, I got it from him or her or whoever. And I feel like that's kind of why I feel like, to me, that's what's going on right now in my life. It's that I'm slowly starting to take back my own sanity, my own mentality. 2019 was awful, man. It was a shitty fucking year. I was really trying my best to hold it together by the end of that shit. And then 2020 came, and low-key, it was actually worse. But the thing that kind of changed it all was the fact that, like, from start to beginning, from January, I would say, up to about April, maybe, I was fucking going through a lot of shit. A lot of shit. Like, I don't want to get too greedy into the details, because I want to kind of, like, just, you know, I'm not one of those people that, because I feel like if I were to tell you all this shit, I feel like it would be kind of a grab for sympathy, and I'm not trying to do all that, so fuck all that. What we finna do is just kind of tell you, it was rough. It was a rough 2020, and that was before the pandemic, so the fucking, whatchamacallit, so that time period was a real test of how much I could withstand, you know, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And the one thing I was able to do was prove to myself that I have the ability to still be in control, even when things look out of control. You feel me? And so that, to me, is what gave me hope. And honestly, that hope is what gave me that will and that drive to keep going forward. And because of that, I was able to accomplish a lot in a time where you would think it would affect me. But I was able to try to use the pandemic to the best of my abilities. It really sucks what's going on right now. You know, and I feel like, you know, that kind of is a mindset for people in my age and people in my community, that, you know, it's like, we got to make the best out of the worst situations. And I feel like that's what I kind of did. I invested, you know, in myself, and I tried my best to, you know, do things that made me happy, but not just for a small amount of time, but for longer periods. Things that can give me purpose, things that can, you know, things that can fucking fuel my soul. And I feel like this podcast and other things that I've endeavored, and the people that I've met, you know, throughout this journey that I'm going through, this chapter in my life right now, it's crazy, you know, or the situation that I am, you know. And that's kind of like why I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel good, but I feel at peace somehow, some way. And I know that's like kind of really fucking bold to say, given the fact that, like, I'm this young, but it's like, and don't get me wrong, I'm not like at peace, like I'm on some fucking Zen fucking monk shit. But right now in my life, like, everything's going good, really. And that's fucking like, and to me, that just shows you how much, like, I don't want to sound like a fucking pity party here, but that just kind of shows you how much I went through and overcame, you know, how much I went through and overcame. And came out still to get, like, you know, in one piece, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So it's just like, damn, son, like, you know, life is good right now. Even though shit looks bleak. And that's weird to say, and it might even sound selfish, but I don't give a fuck. Like, in reality, like, I'm not going to fucking bullshit it. Like, I've made the best out of a worst situation, you know? Like, who would have thought I was able to get, another job? I went 3 months unemployed. And
being 3 months unemployed, that should have chipped away at your fucking mentality and at your fucking sanity. You're gonna make you start, you know, doubting yourself, doubting your ability, doubting your will, doubting your drive. Like, if you, like, I can dead ass show you my fucking Indeed right now, and, you know, and you could see on the fucking column where it says jobs applied, I'm almost at 200, dude. Like, I'm applying like fucking crazy, dude. But I wasn't getting nothing. It was always, thank you for applying, but unfortunately this, that, and fucking yada, yada, yada. You know? So, but I still kept that. I was like, all right, fuck it. Every day, new job posting, so fuck it. Go, go, go. I was on that hamster wheel, just going and going and going. And then, funny enough, the job I have right now, I literally got in the most bizarre way. Like, I got the job, I started Monday, but I applied for it last week. And that was literally off the bat of just me doing what I always would always do. I always told myself, at least apply to like 5 places minimum every day. Craigslist, Indeed, wherever. Apply somewhere. And one day, you know, and it felt like, to me, it just kind of felt like muscle memory. Okay, do it, boom, okay, continue on with my day. Like, it was just like a simple, small chore, you know? And that's how I treated it. I was like, all right, and that's how you know I got good at it, and that's how you know I got into that cycle and that, you know, like, that quote-unquote Mamba mentality. I was like, fuck it, just do it. You can do it. It's muscle memory at this point. Just da-da-da-da, boom. Application, bam. Carry on with your day, son. And then, the day that I applied to that place, I applied to like 3 other places. So I applied to 5 places and 2 of them called back immediately. One was being in that job that I'm with right now. But both interviews I had the same fucking day. And that was a fucking stressful day. I had to wake up early. Stressful in my world, because I don't want to sound like some fucking bitch. Oh, it's stressful to get up early for once, even though you got up. Well, shut the fuck up. I can already fucking hear it, my guy. All right, and I don't want to hear that shit, but I can already hear that shit. Oh, damn, this fucking shady looking RV just pulled up right now. I'm a little uncomfortable, but it's cool. I got my hunting knife in the back. Plus, this is Carson. This is a nice area. Oh, and plus, she's fucking off somewhere. That's cool. I like people like that. That they know, like, they're going to look shady pulling up. But they're like, you know what, my guy? We're just going to mind our own business, roll along, and just do us. She's dibbity dipping. There you go. Cool. Stay. Yeah, go past the other streetlight. Okay, perfect. Now that's your zone. You can park wherever the fuck you want there, and I won't get suspicious at all, madam. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Job interview those 2 days, wake up early that day, I'm hustling, I'm going, and the first interview, dude, for the first interview for the job I didn't end up getting, well, I mean, I got it, but I didn't end up taking, I took the job that I'm at right now, but the job that I am right now, the interview was going to be through video, whereas the first job interview that called, that was going to be done in person. And the thing that sucks was that the job description said it was for Los Angeles. It was in Los Angeles. It was like the downtown area. So I was like, all right, cool. I know that area like the back of my fucking hand. Okay, cool. And they were like, oh, but like, okay. Yeah, the job is for LA, but our headquarters is in El Monte. Is that a problem? I'm like, no. Like, if you need me to like interview in your headquarters, but it's an LA position, I don't give a fuck, you know? So I pulled up to the interview looking all, well, not too dressed, but tampoco. I'm not like fucking suit and tie. Nice dress shirt and pants and, you know, shoes. Looking presentable. But, yeah. And so, pull up to the scene. Not with my ceiling missing, because then that would be weird, because my shit's not a convertible. And the interview just goes fucking forever. And it was honestly a fucking shit show, dude. How was it a shit show? I'll tell you how it was a shit show. So, interviewee said, 10:15 a.m. Gave me location. El Monte. Bet. I'm there early because, you know, Better to be a minute early than a second late. You feel me? So I was like, fuck it. Pulled up on the scene. And I went to the front desk, hollered at the lady in front, saying, I got an interview today. I came through. I got you. And so interview was like, okay, cool. Sit down. She'll be with you in a minute. A minute turned to 2. Then 3. Then 4. Then 5. Then 6. Then 7. Then 8. Then 9. Then 10. And then on and on and on. Long story short, it was a fucking long wait. I get there at 10:15. This lady don't even see me literally till up, I think almost an hour. It's like 11:05, 11:10, my guy. It's like, all right, fuck it. I don't care. It seems like a sweet gig. And if I can get a decent pay or whatever the fuck, I gotta see what they can offer me.
So I waited out, and then I finally get the fucking interview with this fucking chick, some fucking wrinkly look fucking lady. And first of all, she starts like lighting up stogies left and right. She's like a heavy smoker. She was chain smoking in front of me, but I had the mask on, so I don't give a fuck. And yeah, so she was letting me know that turns out I got fucking goofed and bamboozled. It wasn't for a fucking LA gig. Apparently there was a mistake in the job posting, but no. It was for like a part-time position, and it was just like, and they didn't even pay you in cash. You got paid like, it was like a program where you signed up and like you work part-time for them 50 hours a month, and then you get free rent basically. Like you get to live somewhere, and they, because it's like a property management place. But I'm just like, dude, I don't need a part-time job. And I don't need a fucking place to stay. I need work, money. I need to get, like, you know, a regular fucking job. And but she was like, oh, but listen, you have a good resume. And honestly, I feel like we can give you a position here in El Monte. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, in El Monte? I live in South fucking Central. I got to take, like, 2 fucking freeways to get to El Monte, dude. But, and then she told me the pay, and then she told me the benefits, and they seemed kind of decent, so I was like, you know what, maybe it's not too bad with El Monte. So, but then I was like, hey, you know, but then the lady was like, we'll give you the job, but you need to get tested. And I was like, okay, cool, but it's like, okay, but hold on, though, before you get, like, COVID tested, we got to know, are you interested in the job or not? Because we don't want to go and get you tested just for you, for a job you don't want. And I was like, and I was kind of put on the spot, and I was like, fuck. And I was like, well, can I have some time to think real quick? And then she was like, yeah, sure, you know. It's like, once, but we honestly need to answer fast. I was like, all right, can I give it to you tomorrow? She's like, okay, sure, tomorrow, cool. So I was like, all right, cool, that's set. You know, maybe I can really wow them in the second video interview, and then, you know, I can fucking just decide then and there which job I want to take. Because I mean, I got the job on site at that interview, so I was like, maybe I can get my luck and pull a double whammy. So the second interview came, and it went cool, and it was nice. I feel like I did good. Well, I mean, I guess I did good, because I got the fucking job. And but she said that I wasn't gonna get the gig till about, like, I wasn't gonna hear if I got the gig or not till Friday. And it was Wednesday when I had these interviews, so that means I had to wait Thursday and Friday until Friday. So that was a whole nother day. But the lady needed to answer by tomorrow. So what I did was, me being the fucking genius that I am, I was like, all right, well, fuck it, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go, and I'm going to, and I'm going to tell her, I'm going to call her tomorrow, say, okay, yes, I'm interested, and I'll tell her I'm going to go get tested, because, frankly, like, that's a timely process, and not just a couple hours, just days, because apparently I think it takes, like, a week to get the results back or something like that. But nonetheless, yeah, I told her, okay, I do it, I'll get tested. She's like, okay, contact me and this and that. I'm going to keep it a stack. I'm an asshole, but I haven't hit her back to this day. I think I might just hit her up and be like, listen, I thought about it, and unfortunately, I would not be taking it. Like, I want to be at least somewhat professional. I think I'll probably hit her back up and be like, listen, sorry, lady, but I got offered a better position with a better pay. So I was like, fucking, no, I'll take that. And so, yeah, on Friday, bro, I spoke it into existence. I was like, I'm a call her tomorrow, I'll tell her I'm interested in the position, I'm telling her to go get tested, which buys me some time for Friday, and then Friday, if I get the gig, I'll take that gig, and that'll be the end of it. And, like, my plan came to fruition, fucking, they called Friday, they're able to fucking, you know, match my demand for how much I wanted to get paid, and they said I start Monday, and it was fucking beautiful. And it was just like, what the fuck? I feel like that to me was like a culminating moment, because I was really, I'm gonna keep it a stack, I was really stressing about trying to get a fucking job, dude. Like, that's how badly I wanted to get back to work. And I kind of started to really doubt myself and be like, man, do I still fucking have it? Can I still, you know, like, fucking get a job and still, you know? Because the last job that the company went under, I was making really good money, and I got used to that. Because, you know, once you start making that fucking big money, you don't want anything lower, you know? So, but I knew it was going to be hard to try to find another job that would try to match that pay. And the fact that I was able to, it was just like, what the fuck, dude? And the fact that it's, like, in like, fairly close to where I live, like, I got lucky, dude. And the fact that, like, that has happened is just, like, and then, like, everything that's happened throughout, like, these last couple months, like, it just shows, like, you really have to wait on it, man. You really definitely have to wait on this shit. So anybody right now going through something in their life where they feel like, yo, this is over, my life's over, this is and that, bro, wait on it, dude. Because I've literally had some fucking days where I was just like, I really wish I was fucking dead right now. Like, not in like some suicidal type shit, but it's just like, I'm going through so much that it's like, bro, I just want to like disappear, bro. Like, can I just please, like, can the world stop for a fucking second, and can I just fucking collect my thoughts? And, you know, the world didn't stop.
But I knew at the end of the day I had to keep going because for some reason I'm going to get past this and I want to see where that future is where I can put this stuff behind me. And I was able to put a lot of stuff behind me with the fortunate luck that I've been having throughout these last couple months, and that was only because of my optimism. So people want to tell you, you know what? We're fucking 55 minutes. We got 5 minutes left in this bitch. We have almost reached the goddamn fucking hour mark, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to come back and bring it once again back to full fucking circle. You want to know what's going on? What's going on is right now these are trying fucking times. Trying times for the soul, for the sanity, for everything. So what I need everybody to do right now is understand that optimism, although difficult, can achieve results. Because I went through a fucking shit show during the first beginning of 2020.
But rather than fall on the sword and just call it quits and say die, I turned into a fucking Goonie and Goonies don't say die. And then I just kept it rolling, you know? At the end of the day, you gotta learn to take things in the chest. I lost a lot of things. Lost people that I didn't want to lose. I lost parts of me that I didn't want to lose. I lost a lot of shit. But at the end of the day, I realized that that could either make me or fucking break me. And thankfully to me, I can honestly say that like that has made me so far. And that is
the reason why things are starting to look on the up and up in a time where you would think things are looking on the down, because things are looking on the fucking down. You know, we're looking at a second pandemic right now, and well, not pandemic, but like lockdown, and it's just like, these are crazy times, but I feel like a lot of people shouldn't really just, you know, get too caught up in that. One thing you need to do, people, too, is stop watching the news so much. I remember today, before I started recording, back when I like was at home real quick, I remember my dad, he was just telling me that, like, we were talking about my new job and stuff like that, but I had a moment where I kind of felt like he was having doubts, not in me, but in just because of the situation at hand. Because he was just like, I don't know, man, shit's just getting worse every day. And it's just like, dad, it's because you're watching the news. Like, he watches the news all the time. Like, my dad's like, he loves watching the news. He's always flipping back from CNN to Fox News to MSNBC. Like, he's like any news network. He's just a news junkie, period. And so, like, of course, if you just stay glued to the watching the news all the time, it's just going to be bad news at the bad news, because that's just the way it is. I'm going to keep it a stack, bro. Journalism right now is at its all-time fucking lowest, because in reality, it's so biased, and it's honestly just, it's being used as, like, fear propaganda. And I'm not trying to be no conspiracy theorist here and talk about they're fucking propaganding, they're fucking, like, you know, they're propaganding the fucking coronavirus thing. But, like, there has to be that balance. Like, you need to tell us news that is optimistic, man. Like, it's always, like, right now, I feel like, and I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to get too political, but it's just facts right now. I feel like the news and journalism is just at a war with our current president, because he is always constantly attacking them. So I feel like now, instead of having to be the fucking source of our news, it's the source of, like, how can we make Trump look, you know, like this and look like that. And listen, you hate your guy, fine, whatever. I understand, he's a fucking asshole, but at the end of the day, you have journalistic integrity that you need to hold up, man. You have a responsibility to the people to tell them the news, all right? And not just the news that benefits you to help make other people that you don't like look bad, but you need to tell the news of what's really going on. You know, we got people that were not long ago rioting because of the shit that was going on right now. And what were the news people talking about? Like, they were going back and forth trying to debate this type of stuff, when in reality, they were missing the point of what we were trying to get, what the people were trying to get across, which is that right now we're in a pandemic, and we're still seeing more and more things crippling our country. And part of that is police brutality. Part of that is, you know, the overstepping government and having, you know, people just not, and having its people, having the citizens of the United States feel hopeless and government not giving two fucks about it. I mean, think about it. During the time of the fucking riots, it was simple. It's like, it's not fucking rocket science, dude. Just lock the fucking cops up, man. Lock the cops up because they fucking killed an innocent person. That's all they have to fucking do. But politicians literally are doing the straight fucking buffoonery. They would wear fucking African fucking dashiki scarves and take a fucking knee and take off paintings of fucking Confederate sympathizers in the fucking White House, but they won't arrest some fucking cops who deserve to be fucking arrested. Like, that, no, and you wonder why people are giving up hope
and you wonder why people are depressed, and you wonder why people are fucking constantly fucking telling themselves, what's the fucking purpose of living, like, living in this country, living on this earth, for Christ fucking sakes, people. And that's what I'm fucking telling you right now. Turn off a TV, turn off the fucking news, and turn on your fucking mind. Turn off your mind, relax and float downstream. It did. Nah, just kidding. That's a dope Beatles song, though. Shout out Tomorrow Never Knows. You know what? I'm going to blast that on the way home right now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the 1 hour fucking mark. Another solo episode. And honestly, this shit felt effortless, man. Shout out me and my ability to just not shut the fuck up. This has been another installment of the Tony Talks podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, turn off TV, turn off your mind, relax and float downstream. But no, on a serious note, man, try to find some optimism in your life, all right? Like I said on my fire-ass Instagram quote, follow me on Instagram at Tony_McBadLuck and at the Tony Talks PC. But like I said in my post, smile, bitch. You ain't the only fucking depressed hoe out here in these fucking streets, all right? We all got problems, but at the end of the day, that just reminds us how we're all one and the same. We got problems. I got problems. You got problems. We all got problems. But you know what? Behind every problem is a solution, or it's a lesson learned. And that's the fucking words I'm gonna leave you with, people. Stay safe. Stay beautiful. And most importantly, stay alert. Goodbye.